Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Stephen?
Hi, what is it?
Hi, Stephen. My name's Adam. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you, sir?
Oh, hiya, Paul.
Hiya. Yeah, I'm just from the investigation team, sir, in regards to your Scottish redress application. Do you have around about 10, 15 minutes to have a quick chat with myself?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Perfect. Stephen, can you confirm your address for me, please, for data protection?
Aye, it's 29 Lawson Gardens. In fact, aye, that's my address. I'm using my mum's address now for 38 Lindhurst Drive.
That's the one, yeah, perfect. Yeah, perfect, thank you. And the password on your account is Sasha.
Aye, that's right.
Okay, sir. So, yeah, so what the point of my phone call is today is I just want to gather as much information and knowledge about yourself, obviously from how the care system has affected you back then, and if it does still have an effect on you now. I'll also grab some details from yourself in regards to where you're registered with your GP, clarify your care settings, and then I'll give you a little bit of a summary on how the case is going to flow for the next, for the future. And then, as I said, there won't be that much of a long phone call.
Okay. Yeah, so,
perfect. So can I just start off by just obviously, yeah, gathering my knowledge on whether you suffer from any mental health illnesses or anything, sir?
I have suffered from mental health my whole life. I'm actually struggling to get a diagnosis. That was where I've been neglected over the years and all through the care system. I've had mental health my whole life, and that was the reason I was kicked out of school and things like that, and that was the reason for me getting social work involvement in the first place.
Yeah.
I never ever got to the point where I was taken to see psychiatrists often enough to get that diagnosis, you know what I mean? They would take me, but then I would be going to see a psychiatrist and things like that, but then I'd get passed from care home to foster home and things like that, where that would stop, you know what I mean? So then I'd have to start again from scratch. It was never consistent enough for me to get the diagnosis, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
And again, because I was passed about that much, my schooling was affected, you know what I mean? I didn't learn nothing like maths, English, nothing like that until I had left school and went to prison.
Yeah.
It's only in the last few years I've actually done my SVQs and that for maths and English and things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm still suffering with mental health right now. It's undiagnosed, but it's like a personality disorder anyway. It goes severe anger issues. It's really messed me up.
Yep. Okay. So, and would you say you suffer from depression or anxiety, PTSD?
I've been suffering from depression as long as I can remember. I'm on my tires. I've been through it.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, yeah, just so I've got it all noted as well, would you say anxiety and PTSD as well, or...?
Aye, 100%. I've got PTSD for watching a Cowie Boys stab two black men in 2003 in the middle of George Square.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that was when I was in the care home, you know what I mean? At St. Paul's, I'd run away, and I was scared for that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs?
I am quite a heavy drinker. I'm on strong medication. I've got an opiate addiction. I'm on Esplanor. I was on Subutex, but they stopped making it, so now it's Esplanor.
Yeah, okay. Do you take any drug, any recreational drugs at all, like smoke marijuana?
I smoke cannabis.
Yeah. Okay, sir. And one question I do have to ask you, Stephen, and I do apologise for asking it, but as I said, it's just so I can get the best knowledge I can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all, sir?
I have a few times. I've got many cuts on my body where I've cut myself just for the pain, you know what I mean? No to try and kill myself or that, but I have, like, obviously tried to kill myself, like, through other ways, like ODs and that.
Yeah.
And the prisons and it's here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've spent more time in prison than I have in the community since I've left care. I mean, I've just finished a 9-year 4-month sentence and I've done many sentences before that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll get into them with you in a second. With your overdosing, was you ever hospitalised for it or anything?
No, I was always looked after by a nurse in the prison.
Okay.
And just left to recover.
Yeah.
Wasn't given my medication and things like that because obviously I was in a bad way.
Yeah. Okay, sir. And what convictions do you have?
I've got too many to say, like, but assault and robbery, possession of knives, guns. I tried to blow up a train station in 2003 when I was at St. Phillips.
Yeah.
All sorts of things. Just stupid things, mostly for assaults and that.
Yeah.
And so assault and things like that.
Okay, the reason why I've got to ask it, obviously it doesn't affect you in any way with this case.
Yeah.
I just need to sometimes know the severity of your convictions, just due to obviously, for example, say you had been in prison for murder, any sexual offences, anything like that, that can go
nothing as extreme as that. Like, the worst things I've ever been in is, like, probably, like assault and robbery, that's about that. Like, try to take somebody's phone off them or something, do you know what I mean? Pizza.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Okay. Yeah, give me 1 second. Okay. Thank you very much for being honest with myself as well. Obviously, I know it does take some courage to do so, but yeah, I do appreciate that, Stephen. Thank you. Am I able to grab the details of the GP of where you're registered at, please?
It's Pass House Doctors.
Pass House.
Aye.
So,
just Pass Doctor, sorry, Pass.
Pass. P-A-T-H.
Aye.
So, and what area is that in?
It's Kirkcaldy.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, Path House Medical on Nether Street.
I'm not too sure. It's right next to the pharmacy. The two of them are together.
Yeah. Okay, that's not the problem. That one.
The pharmacy's called the same thing.
Okay, and how long have you been registered at Path House for?
Not long. I think about a year, maybe two. Not that long.
Okay. Okay, and can you remember where you was previously registered before that?
I would have been Leaving Hill Centre.
Leaving Hill?
Leaving Hill Centre, right.
Okay, and what area was that one in?
It's a wee town called Leven, L-E-V-E-N.
Is it Victoria Road Health Centre?
Aye, that's the one, aye.
Is it, yeah?
I'm not too sure, actually. Victoria Road. No, it won't be, aye. It has to be, aye.
The three that are coming up for leaving is Victoria Road Health Centre, Scooney Medical Practice.
Scooney Medical Practice, that's
Scooney.
It.
No worries, not a problem. Thank you for clarifying that. And how long was you registered there for before you moved?
It wasn't that long. It was about a year or something. I was in prison before that.
Okay.
Dr. Hilton was my doctor there. I'm not sure who my doctor is at the moment.
Yeah. No, sometimes it is hard to stick to one doctor, isn't it? Obviously, you go in to make an appointment and that doctor's not available and you see somebody else and you've got to relay the stories to them. It's a bit of a nightmare, isn't it?
Definitely. See, that's what's been annoying me lately is I've got an addictions worker, but I'm also trying to get a diagnosis for my mental health. And they keep swapping, like my nurse on me, you know what I mean? And it gets me pure annoyed and angry because I feel like I'm going to start again, but basically I am, because everything I'm telling her, she's not writing it down, she's just listening to what I'm saying, you know what I mean? So next when I'm changing nurse, that one doesn't know what I've told that one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. It's always very important to make notes, even with our call now. You should see the size of my notes just from what obviously you've told me, because obviously in a couple of hours' time, if someone asked me, you know, what was the call with Stephen, like, I can relay the whole call off back to them, do you know what I mean?
No.
So, yeah. But obviously, just to reassure you as well, though, anything that you do tell me, it doesn't get used against you. It doesn't go elsewhere. It's private and confidential with myself. This is just also I can gather as much evidence and knowledge about yourself so I can build the best and biggest case that I can for you.
That's no problem.
Okay, sir. And then when we go to your care settings now, we've got, is it Carolina House Trust?
Aye, Carolina House Trust in Dundee, aye.
Okay, let's have a look. So you said that was in Dundee?
Aye. It's not like a care home or that, that's just an office, eh? You just go there and pick up, well, they would take you there, you get your two staff members and they ask me to pick up the money too, and then they would take me to like a rented B&B or a rented cottage, sorry, or a B&B or like a hostel or something, and I'd stay there for like 6 weeks or something, or 6 months, and then they'd pass me to somebody else. But
yeah,
I'd be going back and forth to Dundee every couple of days to change staff, eh? And then go back to wherever.
Okay.
I'd be that company for like 6 months at a time. They'd pass me to another one, and then I'd eventually go back to Carolina. I'd went back to them about 3 times.
Yeah. Okay. B's. Okay, so yeah, so I've got that right. Obviously, you went to Carolina House Trust to obviously pick up your money, but also to change social workers, where you were then placed in temporary B&Bs or hostels.
No social workers. It would be like carers, kind of like staff.
Carers, yeah.
But then they would take me to like I said, a rented place or like a B&B or just whatever they could get.
Yeah, but that was primarily in Dundee, was it?
No, it was all Scotland, but mostly up the way, yeah, it was mostly like up in fucking Aviemore and Cairngorms and things like that, you know what I mean, or just everywhere, just wherever they could get, that's what I'm saying. Dundee was just an office, you know what I mean, they would take you everywhere. I stayed in Staff, just outside Kennedy, all sorts of places, but the one in Star was like a staff member's own house, but it was that big that she stayed in half it and then gave the other half to them to keep one child in at a time.
Yeah, okay. The only reason why I'm asking this is because obviously we need to request for records from a local authority who managed you or was in charge of your placements. So obviously with you saying it's not Dundee City Council potentially.
No. Right, I get what you're saying. Right, aye. So my first social worker would have been Mary Keith. That was my first ever social worker. That was under Cowden Beef Social Work.
It was under what, sorry?
Cowden Beef.
Okay.
They were my first ever social workers. She was my social worker and my brother.
You said Cowden Heath then, didn't you?
Aye, Cowden Beef, yeah. Aye.
Okay, bear with me.
I think all my social workers came out of Cowden Beef. But my children's panels were held in Glenrothes most of the time, or Dunfermline at the end. The last one was in Dunfermline.
Okay. Okay, so that's Dunfermline residential. How old was you when you was in Cowden Beef?
That was when I was like 7 years old.
Okay.
I stayed in Mulgaley at the time, it was just right next to it. Until my mum became very ill and I got put into it was like respite for a weekend, you know what I mean, where I foster a family and then I didn't like it. Well, the first weekend I stayed in it, I didn't mind, and then it happened again the next weekend, and I just wanted to go home to my mum, so I was only in the Kelty, like, it's like three tunes, do you know what I mean, and a line, Logelly, Cowden Beef and Kelty, so I walked through Kelty all the way along the back road through Cowden Beef into Logelly, and, well, my social worker didn't take too kindly to that because it was too easy for me to get home and obviously I put myself at risk doing that at like 7 years old. So,
yeah.
My social worker decided that I would be moved further away the next time and then my mum decided that she wasn't capable of looking after me anymore, so she had to put me into full-time care.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that's it. It is quite unsettling for you to go through, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And then I lost my mum, like, a year later.
Yeah, no, it's not him. It's definitely not nice losing a parent.
Nah, definitely not, no. Especially when it's only one you've got.
Yeah, no, I do. I understand that. And yeah, it's, I'm sorry to hear that as well.
It's bad, but... It was part of life there, none we can do.
Yeah.
We're starting to get out of it now.
You're doing well. You are, you're doing well. Yeah, so from Cowden Beef, you said you went to Loch Ellie.
That's where my social worker, Cowden Beef is where my social worker is. I'm from Loch Ellie originally,
oh,
that's where I started at.
Okay. So obviously, just so I've got it right. Obviously, you've been around Cowden Beef with obviously your cares being placed in kind of is it multiple settings? Was it for?
I was just passed about. Like I said, I was just passed about from place to place every 6 months until I went to St. Phillips, and then I was there for like. I don't know, about 2 years or something, and then, well, at least a year and a half, and then got passed down again to, that was an actual, like, care home, you know what I mean? Got passed down,
aye,
that was an actual boys' home, with, like, 3 units for residential boys and, I think, 3 units for day boys. So I had quite a lot of boys during the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was like 30 in each unit.
Is that in...
Yeah.
Okay, and that's a... Yeah, okay, that's a residential school, secure residential education care setting. Perfect, okay.
And how... I was in the explosives in the train station when I was at St. Phillips.
Wow. Okay. How long was you at St. Philip's for?
I'm not too sure. It was quite a while. It was about 2 years, maybe three. No, two years. I went there about 2003.
Yeah.
Maybe just before that. I'm not too sure. I got kicked out of high school. I wasn't there for long either. I was only in high school for like 6 months. Got kicked out for at Bell Baxter High School. I was with a foster family before St. Pops.
Yeah.
And Carolina got me a Carolina was trusting me a foster family, and I was with them. But part of the agreement to sign with them was I had to go to Bill Baxter High School, and
yeah.
I ended up getting kicked out of the high school, so I lost that placement, and they put me in St. Phillips.
Right, okay, I get you. And as you have been passed around quite a lot, Stephen, haven't you?
Definitely.
Yeah, and do you know what? Obviously, you don't realise the effects until you get older. Like, but it's the unsettlement of obviously how things were in the care system. It has that effect on you in life as well, doesn't it?
100%. That's exactly how I've been, like, doing all these stupid things and just like fucking my life up, my whole life. You know what I mean? Cause I've never had the chance to get settled.
Yeah, of course. How long have you been out of prison now, Stephen?
This is the longest ever, man. It's since the 5th of the 5th, 23.
So, about 2 and a bit years.
This is the longest I've ever been out.
Well, no, that's good. That's a positive for yourself. It's you know, it's obviously doing something right nowadays, which is good. So keep yourself on that track. It'll only get better. Things can't really get worse, but it will only get better.
That's my girlfriend that keeps me saying nowadays, though.
Well, yeah, they are a good one to have. They really are. It's obviously good that you've got someone like that by your side to keep you going and keep you on track, which is good. Okay, so Stephen, when we request for your records from obviously your GPs that you've been registered to, and the care settings as well. So I've got here that we're going to request for the records from Fife City Council and North Lanarkshire Council. By the looks of it, from St Philip's and the Carolina House Trust, they're the two local authorities that run them areas. So we'll request the records from them two councils. Once we've received them, Stephen, would you like me to share them records with yourself?
Aye. I was also in Oak Bank as well, in Aberdeen.
You're
in St Johnstone in Northamptonshire.
Okay, bear with me, and I just grabbed them with the two. Oak Bank. Yes. You said that one was in Aberdeen, isn't it?
Aye, Aberdeen, Oak Bank, and St John's Secure Unit down in Northamptonshire.
Okay, just bear with me. Was it the Old Bank School, was it?
Residential, right?
Yeah. And how long was you at Oak Bank for?
About 9 months or something. I kept running away for it after the move me on.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Okay, and then after Oak Bank, where did you say you also were, sorry, sir?
The St John's Secure Unit.
Is that in the North Hampshire, is it?
Aye, Northampton, aye.
St John's Secure Unit. Is it Northamptonshire, is it?
Aye, aye. Aye, Northamptonshire, aye.
Okay, let's have a look. Was that in England?
Aye.
Yeah, okay. Kind of explains why I can't find the search, because I do my search for up in Scotland. So... unfortunately, with that St John's secure unit, that won't be applicable for this redress scheme, as it only does focus with the care settings that obviously you've been placed in within the Scottish district.
That one was after 2004 anyway, I think. It was 16.
Yeah.
That last one.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, yeah, so obviously once we do request for these records, then obviously from Aberdeen City Council, Fife City Council and North Lanarkshire Council, would you like me to share these records with yourself?
I'd like to see it, aye.
Okay, fair enough.
So what's going to happen with that? I'm going to have to go to court or something?
No, so I'm literally just about to talk you through the process now on how it's all going to work out. So, yeah, Stephen, you and I are about to embark on a journey that's going to be around about 6 to 12 months. In that time, we're going to gather your records together and obviously build the biggest case that we can to present to the Scottish Government. This obviously does go to an independent panel behind closed doors within the Scottish Government. So, yeah, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere. As I said, it's all done behind closed doors. What I will be informing you of is the date of when they're going to be looking at your case and then obviously the conclusion to your case as well. What we do like to fight for as a law firm is an official apology from the Scottish Government, obviously in regards to recognition for obviously your time and care, but also get some financial compensation for yourself as well, Stephen, which by the sound of it, you know, is rightly deserved. But just before I do come to a conclusion with this phone call, I'm just going to run over some legal fees with yourself. Now, I know you would have probably heard this from my colleague, Billy, who was in contact with you about 3 weeks ago. Once I've done this for my compliance team, I'll then formally ask you whether you would like to proceed with MMA Legal as your law firm to represent you with this case. And then I'll leave you to enjoy a nice Wednesday afternoon then. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Okay, Stephen, so when it comes to doing your Scottish Redress application, you do always have three options when it comes to funding. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. So that just means, obviously, you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor or a law firm who participates in the government Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they are paid up to £2,000 by the Scottish Government to handle your case. So whether you win or lose the case, that's what they're paid to handle your case, but they don't charge any fees. With ourselves, we're an independent and private law firm, so we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go our way, we won't come and chase you for any financial fees or cause any financial burdens or stress on yourself. But obviously, for the case that we will be presenting to the Scottish Government, we do take a charge of 16% plus VAT, which is 19.6%, and that is capped. Once, obviously, the case is concluded, it doesn't matter what kind of compensation you may receive, we will never come chasing for more. We just want to take our percentage for what is rightly owed in regards to presenting your case and getting the result that we've wanted. Okay, Stephen, so with the options being read to yourself, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal as your law firm to represent you?
Aye.
Perfect. Not a problem, sir. Thank you very much for that. Okay, and I can see that when you did speak to my colleague, Billy, she did, or you may not be aware, but she's put a 14-day cooling-off period on your case file. All that meant is from that initial phone call, you would have had 14 days to go away, rip up any agreements that you have with ourselves and go elsewhere. Obviously, you have said that you are happy to use MMA Legal to represent you. So what I can do, I can either remove that cooling off period off for yourself, or I can restart the 14 days, which just means that it will be another 14 days before we get started on your case. So it's entirely...
No, just remove it.
Perfect, not a problem, sir. Okay, so that's been removed for you, and we'll get started on your case straight away. Before I let you go, Stephen, is there any questions or anything that you'd like to ask me at all?
No, that's... things have covered that.
Okay, no problem. Well, save this number. As I said, my name's Aaron, and I'm going to be your case handler moving forward. So if you've got any questions or anything pops into mind, you're more than welcome to give me a call back.
No, boy. All right, thanks, pal.
No problem, Stephen. Thank you very much for your time. I hope you enjoy your morning.
That's it. Bye.
See you soon. Bye now.